stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into hour number three here on this Monday, July 14th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Quote of the day by MERS News Service late Friday afternoon went to Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, an independent gubernatorial candidate, stating, principals and teachers can't properly hire or plan for their fall school opening without knowing what their budget's going to be. And it's always our children who pay the price for this chaos. Well, coming out with his press conference, he said point blank, and this is kind of an interesting twist on this new statute that went into effect 2019 during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first budget negotiation with the Republican-controlled House and Senate. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan said his first act as governor would be to call for the suspension of state legislators' salaries if they don't meet the July 1st budget deadline for budgets for schools. Starting in 2021, after a 2019 debacle of getting her first budget passed, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Republicans passed a law that made July 1st a deadline for lawmakers to pass and present budget bills to the governor for the upcoming budget. However, there are no penalties for missing the deadline, which legislators did this year when they left Lansing for the 4th of July holiday without finalizing a school K through 12 spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year 2026. At the time, MERS News Service learned that the Democrat Senator Darren Calamari and the State Representative Tim Kelly, Republican of Saginaw, chairs of both the Senate and the House K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittees, respectively, had not yet received spending targets from leadership, which they would typically use to create a final budget bill for submission to the governor. Additionally, Legislative Services Bureau, that's a group of unelected attorneys that work in Lansing to review bills. They look them over to make sure that they apply with Michigan's state constitution. This bureau, which is responsible for bill writing and checking potential legal issues, constitutional issues, had yet to start drafting a K through 12 budget deal, which would take the Bureau several days to do. We are just 6 weeks away from the start of the school year, and none of Michigan's 4,000 public schools have a budget. Principals and teachers can't properly hire or plan for their school's opening without knowing their budget, and it's always our children who pay the price for this chaos. Dugan explained he promises that if salaries were held up, a school budget would be approved immediately. You know what? Can't argue with them. Suspend their paychecks, the budget would be passed tomorrow. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, to continue the conversation. Independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, said that if the legislators' salaries were held up, a school budget would be approved immediately. He went on to say, quote, if there's one issue that Democrat and Republican legislators all agree on, it's they want their paychecks. In the press release, Duggan describes his proposal to immediately suspend the salaries of all public officials, including the governor, lieutenant governor, and all state senators and representatives if state budget deals aren't adopted by July 1st. Well, let's look at the numbers. Currently, the governor earns $159,300 a year salary on top of a $54,000 tax-free expense allowance. She's $213,000 a year, basically. This ranks 19th nationally when it comes to governors' paychecks. Meanwhile, Michigan ranks fourth in the country for legislative salaries. Senators and House members' salary is $71,685 and a separate $10,800 tax-free expense allowance. So basically, they make $82,000 a year. The wages were highlighted in late April by the State Officers Compensation Commission, which approved asking lawmakers to adopt a 25% pay increase for legislators, justices on the Michigan Supreme Court, and top statewide officials. This was submitted for their consideration on April 30th, State Officers Compensation Commission. Well, they haven't touched that, and it hasn't gone anywhere, especially since they weren't able to get a school aid budget passed, school aid fund budget passed by the July 1st deadline. But let's look at the history of budget deals. Going back to 1995, the governor has signed school aid budgets as late as October 1st through November the 11th. For example, ahead of the Great Recession beginning in December of 2007, the school aid budget for fiscal year 2008 wasn't voted out of its final legislative chamber until October 30th. Who was the governor at that time? Democrat Jennifer Granholm. And the legislature was under Republican control. Well, according to the National State Legislature Association, only four states in the country have a complete full-time legislature. Guess who the other three states are? New York, California, and Pennsylvania. Michigan operates with a full-time legislature and has the exact same structure as New York and California. Pennsylvania is not as bad as New York or California, but they're getting very close. Well, when you take the national observation that the less a legislature meets on its own, the more power a governor has to order special sessions where they can influence the agenda. As for proponents of legislatures with more condensed calendars, they think it could push lawmakers to work faster on policies and appropriations while in session, therefore taking the power away from the governor. Absolutely where I'm at. I am in that camp 100%. Folks, they are in session. For the last couple of years, they've been operating with less than 90 days in Lansing. Even though it's spread out over the entire year, in session, where they're voting is less than 90 days. If we had a part-time legislature like we had for the first 126 years of our state's existence, from 1837 when we were founded until 1963, guess what? January, February, and March, if they were in session, passing a budget, passing a few bills, and then coming home April 1st, we wouldn't be dealing with all these problems. They would have the budget already passed, basically, 3 months ago. Today, July 14th, they would be done. No, actually, 4 months ago. They would be done by March 31st. That's it. 90 calendar days. If you guys want to come to work on January 2nd, well, guess what? You're done at the end of March. You got January, February, and the month of March to pass a budget, pass a few bills, and then go back home. If you pass a budget, the governor can't do anything in calling a special session and pushing her agenda. She can't do it. Why? Because the budget would already be passed. If there's any bills that she wanted done for the year, well, you better get it done the first 3 months of the year, lady. Or guess what? It ain't happening. We're out of session. See you next year, January 2nd. Well, on that vein, current Senator Michael Weber, Republican of Rochester Hills, who's been on this show years ago, has often called the Michigan legislature to move to meeting no more than 90 consecutive days a year outside of extraordinary occasions, only then called by the governor. Natural disasters. You have tornadoes that you have to deal with. Sometimes you have to call in the National Guard. Sometimes you got to deal with dams failing, communities getting flooded out. Then you call a special session. Outside of that, 90 consecutive days, you're done. I agree with Michael Weber. Well, earlier in February, he introduced Senate Joint Resolution A as an apple, believing if lawmakers had a tighter timeline, they could do the same amount of work with a little bit more urgency, expediency, and a more sense of urgency, end quote, said Weber. At the time, back in February, he said, quote, a lot of these part-time legislatures, they probably got a lot more done in January than we get done in the entire year. We're getting paid more than most legislatures that are part-time. The story said it right here, folks. Our legislators are the fourth highest paid representatives and senators in the country, because they justify it that they're there, quote unquote, full time. No, you're not. You're normal. Your normal session schedule is this, folks. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. That's it. They don't go to work on Monday. They don't go to work on Fridays. They basically have a four-day weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They're only there 3 days a week. Some weeks, they're not even there. Perfect example is the Detroit Chamber of Commerce's event on Mackinac Island, with Attorney General Dana Nessel saying that they shouldn't have to pay to attend the Chamber's meeting on Mackinac Island every spring. You know why? Because they contribute to panel discussions. Because they contribute to panel discussions, they shouldn't have to pay the fee to attend the conference. They basically get a week's vacation on Mackinac Island, staying at the Grand Hotel. Well, guess what? That means they're not doing our work in Lansing, and they didn't pass the budget. No, they all had to go to Mackinac Island in May, but come July 1st, no budget. Weber goes on to say, what I understand from my colleagues is that I know that in part-time legislative states, there's still staff that are there answering the phones, doing most of the constituents' work. But the representatives and the senators are not there. They're back home. However, if they need to be contacted or they need to be part of a video meeting, they do it from their house. Also, doing the work leading to a session can be done outside of the office. For example, the budget. We are exactly at the point that if this work had been done outside of the office hours in Lansing, we could have got it done, but it didn't happen. Weber's resolution does not address salaries. But Weber basically says if we changed the legislative calendar, we would have to consider addressing the paychecks as well. Well, I'd like to add a little amendment, Senator Weber, to your SJR resolution. I don't have a problem paying the current salaries if, outside of their 90 consecutive days in Lansing, when they come back home to district, they're forced to attend county commissioners' meetings, city council meetings, school board meetings, and every Saturday have coffee hours at a diner in their district. On a rotating basis, every Saturday, your state rep and your state senator is going to be at a local restaurant at a minimum of 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday mornings, where they can sit down and you can talk with your state rep and your state senator in your area. You go to those meetings, you ask the chairman of the board of the county commissioners, you ask the mayor of your city council, you ask somebody to sign your card that you were there. You turn it in. Every meeting that took place in your district for that month, you attended. You get your paycheck. If you don't go to the county commissioner's meeting, if you don't go to the school board meetings, you don't go to the city council meetings, guess what? You don't get your paycheck. We need representation back home 9 months out of the year. We don't need you guys in Lansing sporadically spread out over the entire year. They're off for the summer, folks, right now. 4th of July kicked it off, and they're not going back until after Labor Day. How would you like to have the entire summer off from your job and get paid $6,000 a month? Well, almost $7,000 a month when you add in their expense accounts. Unbelievable. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.